19, 26, 11, 11, 2, 0, 19, 26, 15, 15, 12, 4, 22, 22, 13, 0, 19, 26, 11, 11, 2, 0, 19, 26,
hello?
15,
is anybody out
15,
there?
15, 12, 4,
if you can hear me, my name is Miranda Sparks, and I'm broadcasting from the Joy 94.9 studio
0,
from Bourke Street in Melbourne.
19,
all right, I think I'm broadcasting. 11, the lights are on and the console is active. It's the first piece of working technology I've seen in... It's Monday, 8 p.m. That's what the computer says anyway. If the world hadn't ended, I'd still be behind this mic bringing you geeks out. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, pop culture, whatever. Hardly seems to matter now. I don't know how you can hear me, or even if you can hear me, since nobody has a radio or a computer or a phone or... I don't even know if there's anyone around to hear me, but just in case there is, please know that you're not alone. I am not alone. Okay, it's been 12 days since I last saw the sun, I think. Kinda hard to count the days when there's no daytime anymore. Wait a second. According to the computer, it's been 3 weeks. I guess time flies and you're having... Okay, so it's been 3 weeks since we last saw the sun, or clouds, or birds. In all that time, I haven't eaten or slept. The funny thing is, I'm not even tired or hungry. I mean, I tried to eat, figuring that I should eat something, and even broke into a store to do it, but everything I put in my mouth turned to ash. Since then, I've given up on food. What's happening? I don't understand. Maybe I should start from the beginning. Okay, so you'll remember there was that weird... I don't know what you'd call it. The clock. It appeared on every monitor, phones, TVs, computers, you name it, and started at 48 hours. All around the world, it ticked down to some unknown event and everybody lost their minds. Activists blamed politicians, politicians blamed terrorists, terrorists... I don't know what the terrorists did, but it probably wasn't good. I was at home when it happened. The sky went dark, and so did the power. I turned to my sister and we held each other for the longest time. Then we heard it. You know what it was. You heard it too. It spoke with a primordial voice, not with words, not with sounds, but directly into our chests. And we obeyed. We had to obey because... what fresh hell awaited us if we didn't? We walked, and we walked, and we walked. There were no cars on the road, but there were still trams. Trams, but no drivers. People gathered by the dozens, more as they pulled to a stop. The doors opened and the voice spoke again. They went inside. I didn't. I was the only one. That was the last time I saw anyone. But I'm here now, at the Joy Studios, the only building I've seen with lights in however long. I still can't believe there's power here and a working transmitter. Please, please let there be someone out there. The tram still follows me. Can you hear it? It's out there right now. I stop, it stops. The doors open and I hear the call, that dark, mind-wrenching call. If you're out there, please text me 0429-569-949 or email onair@joy.org.au. That's the way we used to do it. If you can find a phone, a computer, or anything that works. What, hold on a second. No. Can't be. Clayton?
What are you doing here?
The lights were on and and my key still worked, and how are you here?
You and I have a lot to talk about.
That's weird.
Don't answer it.
Look, I have to. Clayton, just hold on a second. Hello? Yeah, hold on, I can't hear you. Let me patch you through to the desk. And it's just this and... Hello, can you hear me?
Miranda, you have to get out of there. I'm not in the studio. Run now.
What? I don't understand. Clayton? How? No. No, please, no. Oh my god. Please. I'm not ready.
19. 26. 11. 11. 2. 0. 19. 26. 15. 15. 12. 4. 22. 22. 13. 0. Happy Halloween from Geeks Out.